Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. First of all, I'd love to hear how you're doing, if you're doing the Snap Challenge with us. And we need to kind of orient Manny to it, because Trevor was here on Friday when we talked about it. But Manny, I whined about how hard it is to grocery shop if you can only put $42 worth of stuff in your grocery cart. You know, that took me literally twice to three times longer than it usually does. Because usually, I mean, I'm not a profligate shopper or anything, but, you know, to figure out it couldn't be over that. And I didn't actually, over the weekend, and I had complained about the fact that I sort of felt like for the challenge, I should shop. You know, I shouldn't go any place special to shop. So I shopped in my hood, which is expensive and lousy, which is a wonderful combination. Over the weekend, I was sort of out, so I went in the grocery store, and I literally found most of the items I found for at least $1, $2 cheaper. So my money could have gotten much farther, which I guess is one of the rules. And the neighborhood I was in was a much less affluent neighborhood than the one I shopped in. And basically, we have the notion that grocery stores in poor neighborhoods are more expensive and have lousier stuff. And this was not the case. So I just pass that along for whatever it's worth. But I just, for $42, basically, I had a lot of eggs, cheese, tortillas. What else did I get? There was I got mango because they were cheap. I'm not crazy about mango, but I figure I need some fruit. I got some yogurt, and I got some arugula just because I got arugula and I was going to get lettuce because I like salads. I got some tomatoes, and you know, iceberg lettuce, it just has no food value. And they had arugula, so I got some arugula, which is kind of a luxury, but I needed something that was healthy because I figured, you know, you can do 7 days on $42 if you're willing to do like olive soup. Or, like, I could make a spaghetti sauce that would last all week, but I don't want to eat 7 days of spaghetti. So, I tried to make this not the Bataan Death March, but something that I could kind of sustain and maintain. So I got my three splurges where I spent $1.25 on a thing of olives. I spent $1.30 on an avocado, and I spent $2.50 or something. The arugula was expensive because I figured that the food should be as healthy as I could make it, as tasty as I could make it, and under $42. But it took me a long time to do it, and I clearly shopped at the wrong store, but I figure, you know, if you don't have transportation, which I really didn't, although I took the train over the weekend. So the deal is, are you going to do this with us?
Of course.
Oh, goody. All right. So I figured that I'm going to have, like, some omelets, because the arugula is good in omelets. I tried to get things that would sort of mix and match together. Oh, I forgot the other thing that I got. I got soup, and I got chili. The thing about, because I could put chili in the tortillas, I could put it with the eggs, I could put it with baked potatoes, I got baked potatoes. I got three baked potatoes. So I tried to fix, like, the cheese would go with everything. The yogurt could go on, you know, with the eggs. So I tried to get everything that would kind of mix and match. It's like packing. I try and take one pair of flats, one pair of heels, and one pair of sneaks, and then color coordinate so everything will match. That's what I did with the food, except I don't have a pair of sneakers in the food. So it's kind of challenging. I'm finding that, and I didn't buy any sweets because I couldn't afford them. And I also figured it was a bad use of the money. They actually had some cupcakes. They had six cupcakes on sale for $1. But I thought, I don't want to do that. Because I was trying to do healthy as well as tasty and good. So, but you do have to spend more time on it, more thought on it, as far as I was concerned, and kind of coordinating and going back and forth and stuff like that. So do it with us, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. And you can report back. My most successful thing so far was the chili and the baked potato, because I put some cheese on it and some yogurt on it, and it was pretty delicious.
That's good.
Yeah, and it was, you know, if you figure I think the baked potato costs about, and I think I bought 5 pounds of baked potatoes for $3. But that was 13 baked potatoes, so obviously, so one 13th, or let's say 10% of it. So it was basically the baked potatoes about maybe a quarter's worth. An egg is, I didn't have an egg on it. The chili was expensive. It was like $3.50, which I'm sure you could get it for cheaper. I hate that store. But the problem about the chili is it's really salty. But what are you going to do? I mean, you can see you get all sorts of compromises because, like, a head of broccoli was $3. Mm. And, you know, how... And I mean, I don't actually like broccoli. I like cauliflower. Cauliflower is even more expensive. I think it was $4. So it really is a challenge. And then you can go into McDonald's and get a Happy Meal for like $3 or something, which I didn't do. But you can see how, you know, how tempting it is to eat rotten just because it fills your belly and it's cheap. And $42 is not much. And as I said, I picked the high. You and I had talked about that because the range for per person for a week went from 29 to 42. And I figure, well, if I do 29, someone's going to say, well, you know, if I had 42, I could do better. Or they get another 20, you know, 50%. So I thought, just pick the high number. All righty. So.
And it's for a week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
$42 for a week. And I thought people could report back. So, as I said, my most successful so far was the baked potato. It was really yummo. I mean, and having a little bit of yogurt for breakfast is fine. I sometimes have hard-boiled egg. But eggs are clearly the mainstay. But the soup if you don't put the extra water in it, over the baked potato is good. I mean, basically, I think that the eggs and the baked potatoes are going to be my mainstay. Because I didn't want it to be, I mean, if you eat Cheerios for a week, you can do under less than $42. If you eat soup for a week, you can. But the idea is that it's not supposed to be a Bataan death march. It's supposed to be eating good food that's relatively healthy and relatively tasty as opposed to, because, you know, if you're on food stamps, you're not doing it for a week. You're doing it your whole life. So I didn't want the 1 week to be so bizarre that it was easy to do, but completely impractical and completely, uncharacteristic. So you could see I put some thought into this, yes?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. All right, speaking of thought, give us, as my little boxing expert, as my boxing expert, what did you think about the fight?
The first six rounds, the first half of the fight, basically, because it was 12 rounds, it went the distance. The first half of the fight I thought was pretty good and pretty entertaining. And then it just kind of rounds 7 through 12 or rounds 8 through 12 just kind of turned into a typical Floyd Mayweather fight where he was just kind of ducking and dodging and throwing a punch here and there and just not really letting Mr. Pacquiao.
Man, anywhere near him.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and that's how Floyd is. I mean, that's why he's undefeated. Yeah. That's why he's been winning all his fights, so. He's very good defensively, but it just kind of turned into a typical Floyd Mayweather fight.
People were not amused by it.
They were bored with it, and if you're at home and you'd ordered it on pay per view, you paid $100 for it, and
was it that much?
Yeah, it was $100.
Now, I
went and watched it at a friend's house. I ended up not having to pay anything for it, but.
Well, people around here, I guess they had it someplace where they paid $20. So I guess somebody got it and then charged other people to see it.
Yeah, a lot of times, a lot of people do that.
So, so I was wandering around. I was up in Harlem over the weekend. And it was what everybody was talking about on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept getting involved in these discussions and going for Manny. There were a lot of people who were on Manny's side. I guess people bet on a lot,
well,
too.
They were chanting. I mean, the crowd, most of the crowd at the MGM Grand was chanting and cheering for Manny, and Floyd was getting booed. So,
well, he's kind of, Manny is, as we discovered, is kind of a more sympathetic figure. I mean, he's little and he's instead of having cars and fancy stuff.
I mean, it was interesting because you have a fighter from the Philippines and Manny Pacquiao going up against a fighter from the United States, and the guy from the United States was getting booed out of the building.
In the United States.
Yeah.
Well, but he's viewed kind of as almost the kind of prototype rich guy and Manny is, I mean, he's a congressman. You have some sympathy for him.
Well, Floyd had the history of, he's got a domestic violence thing on, on his rap sheet. And stuff.
Well, Manny has, as we know, a little bit of a checkered sort of sexual past, but he's now he's on the straight and narrow, as are we. 855-99-3756-99 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, my little adorable missus. Whatever it is that's on your mind today is what we want to talk about with you. Today is, let's see, I'm just was trying to find what it was in history. It's bizarre things. It's Star Wars Day, which I don't quite understand. In that it, I don't think this is the day that Star Wars opened, but it's Happy Star Wars Day.
The original, Star Wars movie back in 77, it was released on May 25th.
Well, so, but that's still three weeks.
Yeah, so I don't know what May 4th has to do with it.
Well, let's make a fuss about that. It's National Orange Juice Day. I don't know. I don't know. But it turns out, in case you don't like any of those days, which I certainly don't, that May Day is May Day is this interesting thing because it was originally the Feast of the Virgin Mary. It was a pagan holiday to begin with before it was Virgin Mary. Then it became the month of Yes You May. It's Fertility Day and maypoles and stuff like that. And Queen of the May. And from Camelot, we know that May is the month of Yes, You May. But then it became International Workers Day, so then the Catholic Church decided it wasn't a great day to do as the Virgin Mary. But all right, it is on May 1st is Mother Goose Day. All right, so that's what we need. May 3rd, which you've already missed, is Lumpy Rug Day.
Lumpy Rug Day?
Lumpy Rug Day.
What is that?
I think what you probably do is take and beat the daylights out of your rug. I don't know. Seems like it. Star Wars Day is May 4th.
Yeah.
But they're just saying, oh, I know, you know, both of us missed it. May the 4th be with you.
We both missed
it. I finally got it.
Right
May the 4th be with you. we're just too literal.
Yeah.
I'm surprised somebody didn't call up and tell us that.
I mean, I'm only a kind of a casual Star Wars. I'm not like a
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I get it.
We both missed it.
That's funny. Went right over
us. Yeah. All right, well, we got it. We got it. National Teacher Appreciation Day. Got that coming. And it's completely appropriate because, what movie has done the most to celebrate teachers that you would say in the last 10 or 15 years? This is a trick question. You'll never get it. It's Harry Potter, right? Because he went to Hogwarts and he has all these great English actors as teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that Harry Potter is the only movie that's ever had a bigger opening than Avengers over the weekend.
Hmm.
I thought you'd want to know that.
Okay. I did not see the Avengers over the weekend, by the way. My nephew went to see it, and they loved it. So, I mean,
I didn't love it. I thought it was the plot was too complicated. There are 11 characters in it. It's too noisy. But it is. I mean, nobody goes to see the Avengers for the plot.
I mean,
and they have crashes and whatever, and some new characters and yada yada. But anyway, it would have. It didn't do as well as the original Avengers, and the reason people assume is because of the Kentucky Derby and the favorite one, American Pharoah one, and the fight. And so that's why they're saying it didn't do as well. But that's like saying, you know, I didn't get an injection in my shoulder. You can't do the excuses after the fact. And this is one of my favorites, and this should certainly resonate with you, Manny, is it's National Sock Memorial Day on May 9th. The question is, at some point, we're going to go around a corner and we're going to run into all the hair that people cut, all the weight that they lost, and all the socks.
National Sock Memorial?
Lost Sock.
Lost Sock Memorial.
Yeah.
On May 9th.
Yeah. So write it down. Where do your socks go, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and I think it should, it's not lost socks. It's lost sock because, right, you always end up with one.
Right.
Yeah. With an odd number of socks.
Yep. Okay.
Which seems somehow coordinated with Clean Up Your Room Day, which is the next day. Twilight Zone Day is May 11th. I don't know why that would be. A dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
I'll look up the Twilight Zone and see if there's...
All right. May 11th.
May 11th. All right. Okay.
Here's a good one, which you should certainly do in conjunction with it, is National Dance Like a Chicken Day. Don't Fry Day, May 20... Oh, Don't Fry Day. Get it?
Okay.
May 22nd. It actually doesn't have anything to do... Is May 22nd a Friday? We should check. I'll check. May 22nd is indeed a Friday, so it's not Friday. It's the idea being, because it's the beginning of the long weekend. So the idea is sunblock. And we had great weather around here on Saturday, and I had, in a moment of sheer inspiration, I grabbed a hat, because it was much warmer and much sunnier than it was supposed to be. And I fry. I really do. And I didn't have sunblock on. But I had my hat, so I was covered. So there you go. So Friday, May 22nd is Don't Fry Day. So get your sunblock, all right, so you don't get skin cancer. Sally Ride's birthday is May 26th. First woman in space. Can wish on a star. Water or Flower Day, May 30th. Which flower could also be a skunk, I guess. So all sorts of made-up holidays in May. I know all of them are just, you can see Hallmark has just really been very, very busy. And guess what I just got, Manny, which is I just got your email. Manny and I have had difficulty with our emails going back and forth in that he gets mine quickly and I get his lately. So it took almost 10, it took 7 minutes for me to get your email.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe we need to find you a different server, but no, or something. Alrighty, 855-99-37569, as previously alluded to, The Avengers was the number one movie, which was, there was never any doubt. And it made scads of money, but didn't, it was on track. I think it had the largest Friday opening ever, except I think Harry Potter. Okay. But there was something that Harry Potter-esque about it.
Which Harry Potter movie was it that had the most?
The Hollows one, I think. I think the Hollows one is one that made the most money. I don't know. You can check on IMDb and we can find out. Mm-hmm. But the idea is that it probably would have bypassed the original Avengers, except for all the stuff that was going on the weekend. So, like I said, you know, it's kind of like talking about your shoulder. So, did you think why didn't they? Whose decision was it to not let him have a cortisone shot? Do we know?
I don't know. It's like the
Boxing Commission.
The Boxing Commission, yeah. So it's you know, boxing is a weird sport now because it's kind of one of those sports now where it's not really as it's not sanctioned the same way that, you know, the NFL or the NHL or, you know,
in terms of drugs.
Yeah. Well, there's that and just the overall control. I mean, I guess it's more, For a lack of a better term, it's more so the inmates running the asylum. You know what I mean? Where it's just kind of the competitors have a lot more control over what's going on than in other
sports. Could Mayweather have said he can't have a shot?
I don't know. That's the tough thing. That's what's so hard.
We don't know. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you just don't know. It's hard to tell.
Wow.
Yeah, but the Boxing Commission, I think, was who told Manny that he couldn't have the cortisone shot in his shoulder.
But we don't know why.
Yeah, so.
Wow, like yeah. You say. All righty, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good afternoon, Dr. Joy Brown. I listen to you every day. I got two questions for you, if you can please help me. One is, I got separated from my wife, and she had a man move in 3 months after that I move out of the house. And
well, you know, I'm not much in favor of that, but there's not much you're going to be able to do about it necessarily. Do you have kids together?
Yeah, we have two kids.
How old are the kids?
One is 10 and the other one is 6.
Well, she could lose custody of the kids. And I mean, I'm not in favor of it even if you didn't have kids, but certainly with kids that young, I think it's a terrible idea. What's the question to me, Mike?
just like if it's okay for me to tell her that it's not all right what she's doing, you know, because it's...
Yeah, you can certainly tell her. I mean, I'll be the bad guy if you want. You can say you listen to me on the air and I'm really against it, not only because it's confusing to the kids, that she could lose... I don't know that you want to tell her that, that she could lose her kids because that's going to sound like a threat, but that it's confusing to the kids, that parents have been known to get back together, that she really needs the time, and that if she needs some clarification, she can call me about it. But yeah, I think it's fine to say, you know, look, I know that we're not getting along very well, but I listen to this woman on the air all the time, this is a really bad idea.
Okay. And the other question is, she's taking money from this individual, which is, she's telling me that she's madly in love with him, that he loves her, that they're soulmate, all the kind of
stuff.
Yeah. And she's taking money from him, too. She's taking...
This is probably more information than you really want. I mean, obviously you got this information because she told you. How long have you guys been married?
Well, we were married for 7 years, but we knew each other for 12.
And how long have you been separated?
Well, I left due to a communication on 2007, in August 2007, and then I asked her if she wants to go with marriage counsel. She said yes, and we went 3 times, but she wasn't really interested at all. And next thing I know, I asked her if she had somebody. She always denied it. She said she loves me. She wants to stay with me. And the next thing I know, I was my neighbor was telling me there was a guy sneaking inside my house because I travel a lot with my work. A guy was... sneaking inside my house, and I confront her, and she said, yes, I do. I met somebody that I really, really like. And I asked her, I said, okay, good luck. I mean, I hope you're going to be happy and all that kind of stuff. And next thing I know, 2 days later, my son calls me crying, then mommy meet this guy. And 3 months later, the guy moves in my house.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in favor of that. What's the custody arrangement?
The custody is like equal custody. I see the kids 3 times a week.
Well, you could certainly have your lawyer. I mean, I would go to her first and say, look, this is, if you want me to watch the kids while you have a date, I'm willing to do that. But having him move in is really going to be confusing. We're not divorced. It's confusing to the kids. And I'm willing to babysit so you can go and be with him. But I think having him in the family situation is a really terrible idea. And if she doesn't agree with that, I mean, certainly one of the possibilities is having your lawyer send her a very strong letter, because she could really lose custody, and I don't think you necessarily want to go that route.
No, but because I met a guy. He's a nice guy. You know,
yeah, but that's not the issue. The issue is that she's living with somebody she's not married to. She's not divorced. I mean, it's a mess. It really is. Do you have any interest in getting back in touch with her?
Well, I do have feelings for her, but I'm trying to figure out what it is, if it's something that I'm just recuperated from hurt, or I still do care about her. I mean, I do care about her. I don't know for sure that I want to go back with her. I'm hurt for the way she's been behaved.
Well, but Mike, this doesn't really have much to do with you. I mean, it's stupid on her part, but it really, it's not like she's doing something to you. You're separated, and I don't think she should be doing. I think it's really inappropriate and stupid, but it really doesn't have a whole lot to do with you.
Yeah, that's what I mean, because it's like, I feel like that she's doing this on purpose. I know she's not doing it to hurt me, but she's hurting the children.
Well, but Mike, I think if this is the woman that you want to get back with, that you say to her, look, I'd really like a chance to move back in and for the two of us to work on our marriage. If not, then, I mean, that makes no sense. But I think you can certainly say to her, look, you can date anybody you want to date, even though I don't think it's a very good idea, but you can't do it around the kids because it's just really confusing to them. And they'll, if you end up with him permanently, they'll hate him. And if you don't, they're going to get attached to him. And then when he leaves, it's just a mess. It's not, kids are having a hard enough time dealing with the two of us. They shouldn't have to deal with miscellaneous guys.
Yeah. And another question I have here. She's taking money from him.
That's really not your business. I mean,
really?
It's really not.
Because I feel like she's going to be so obligated. She doesn't need the money, really.
Mike.
She doesn't need the money.
Mike. Yeah. The issue about your kids you can deal with. The issue about finances is, you know, I'd stay out of it. It's just, it's messy. And, I mean, look, you need to decide where you are with respect to her. If you love her and want to get back, that's one thing. If you don't, then protect your kids, and her social life is her own business, as long as it doesn't interfere with the kids. And her financial life probably is to a certain extent as well. I mean, technically, if he's giving her money and the two of you are still married, you get part of the money. Would I go that direction? Not really. Lynn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I'm calling on behalf of myself and several of my immediate family members. My sister is a widow, and her oldest son, who is 30, has had a problem with substance abuse for a number of years. She has spent tons of money sending him to rehab. He's been maybe two or three times. And he seems to go through the program well, and then when he comes out, he starts off on the right foot. Unfortunately, she always takes him back into her home, and inevitably, he falls back into his old patterns.
Yeah.
We have recently, about a week ago, all gathered together, her two younger children who are in their 20s, and my brother and I, and sat her down because we saw that he was abusing again, and really put her through the ringer, so to speak, to shake her up a little bit and tell her, hey, look, you know, this cannot continue. You must forcibly remove him from the house and get him to get help and really start building a life for himself.
Well, it's not even, I mean, he's going to choose, you can get him help until the cows come home, until he decides to make different choices. So I don't know that it's incumbent upon her to get help. I think it may be incumbent upon her not to make it easy for him not to get help, which is to have a safe place to land and to, you know, to live and three squares a day. And I mean, that there's no consequences to his drug use at this moment. I for a 30-year-old man, I don't think one adult can say to another, you've got to do this. But what they can say is, you can't live here, that I'm not going to take care of you while you do this, that I'm not going to make it easy for you to do something that makes no sense. But that's
right,
a very different issue.
This is what we've done. We've, you know, removed him from the house, and he's currently staying at a shelter and an intensive outpatient program for his abuse. We all feel so sad about this, and I just want to make sure we did the right thing.
So what was the right thing? I mean, talking
about forcibly removing him from the house, and she's also applied for a restraining order.
Why, is he dangerous to her?
No, he's not dangerous, but that's what they did. That's what she and her younger son did.
How did you get a restraining order if he's not dangerous?
I don't know. I don't know how they accomplished that.
When you say forcibly ejected him, what actually happened?
They called the local police. They personally know some of the officers who were on duty. And they gave them permission to go into my sister's house and remove him.
On what basis?
I'm not sure if it was just drug use.
No.
I don't know exactly.
Yeah, my guess is that there had to be some threat of violence involved. Or, I mean, restraining orders aren't given out like lollipops. I mean, it's a serious thing. I mean, because if he violates, he can go directly to prison. So there may be more to the story. The point that I have, Lynn, I guess, would be, you don't know enough to tell me, and I don't know enough to say, yeah, that was a great idea or not. I think the bottom line is that forcing him to do something isn't, I think, the way to go. Making sure that it's not easy for him to do the wrong thing is the way to go. And I think in the long run, what you're going to have to deal with is your sister and saying to her, look, you can't let him back in because it's not doing him any good. He's going to end up dead. Because drug users either end up dead in prison or they stop using. And the reason they stop using, and drug users will tell you, is that there are no other options, that they're on the street, that they decide that they have to stop using or die. And we actually had an alcoholic who called because it was prompted by a call of a woman who said, well, he's out all the time and he's drinking and he's binge drinking. And I said, you got to walk away from him. And this guy called and said, if my wife had walked away from me, I would have stopped earlier, which it doesn't make it her fault. But people don't stop doing destructive things until there's a reason to stop doing destructive things. You've got to give him a reason to stop doing destructive things. And I think the reason is not we're going to put you in rehab, because rehab's a waste of time until he decides he's going to stop using, because he'll stop using in rehab, maybe, because he's not going to be able to get. When he goes out to the parking lot, when they check him out, he'll start using again if he hasn't made the commitment. So I think the commitment has to come from him. And the way you get the commitment is that he has no other options. So I think the deal is saying, and again, I don't know what the deal is about the restraining order, is that you can't come home, and you have to help your sister understand that she's not doing him any favors, that she's doing something that in the long run makes her feel good, and it's disastrous for him to bring him home.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, we were talking about, I'll just do a quick recap on this because many wonder which of the Harry Potter films was the one that had the Age of Ultron was the biggest Friday ever except for the Harry Potter finale, which was the Hallows movie. It made $91 million. Ultron made $84.5 million. And the original Avengers actually did slightly better. People were saying that this, because there's nothing that was going against it, should make $190 million, and it only made 180, what, 86 or something?
Mm.
Oh, too bad. 187. But it's, as we pointed out, it was the NHL playoffs. It was the NBA playoffs. It was the Manny fight. It was the Kentucky Derby. And it was also the Red Sox-Yankees game. And we had to wait to find out that the newest little Brit's name is Charlotte. Except we didn't find that out today. We just went. She was born on Saturday. So a big sports day. So there you go. And it hasn't even opened in China yet. So it will. Did you know that Fast and Furious 7 actually made more money in China than it did in the United States? That's a pretty remarkable feat if you think about it. Because it obviously did very well in the United States.
Yeah,
but I think you could see why it would, is that there's almost no dialogue in it. It's just car races, and car racing apparently is a big deal all over the world.
Yeah, it is. I mean, especially I think in China and Japan too, where it's a big deal. They love that stuff.
What's also a huge deal in Cuba. So yeah, it's a big deal. So, but that's the first one to make $1 billion worldwide in like 3 weeks or something. What can I say? All right, how about an email? We haven't. Let's see what's on folks' minds.
All right, this is an email from someone who chose to remain anonymous.
That's okay.
They say, Dr. Joy, I'm writing inquiring as to your opinion and any divergence from it by the guys on the matter of friends with benefits or relationships that are based nearly entirely on sexual interactions. I am a single woman and don't have any great desire for an emotional relationship, but find myself still in want of physical intimacy. What are your thoughts on these types of situations?
Well, I mean, I think they're a little more difficult to manage than you think they are. I would probably suggest something with batteries rather than something with, with a car. I just think it's very hard. Well, let me just say a couple things about it, and then, Manny, you can kind of weigh in on the male point of view. I just think that in theory, it's not that women aren't capable of divorcing their emotions from their sexuality. I just think that we're both socialized to sort of not separate the two out nearly as much. And I think biologically that as they call it, penile intermission, basically is an invasion of body space, which means that if nothing else, you have to be kind of relaxed and trusting, as opposed to male sexuality, which, especially if it's heterosexual, is that the man penetrates rather than is penetrated, which is probably one of the reasons why homophobia is much stronger in men than it is in women. But be that as it may. So I think it's not impossible. I just think the combination of society and biology kind of move against it. And because we're kind of programmed to not separate the two out, even though we may want to do it on some practical basis, as you describe, you're talking about two people and an intimate act in some ways, the most intimate people can be. And controlling our emotions about that may be not quite as simple as you think going in, so to speak. So it's not that I'm against it on a moral basis, because it's probably safer emotionally to not be emotionally involved if you're not thinking about a long-term commitment or any commitment at all. However, I don't know how practical it is, and you're going to know that better than someone else. It's probably safer for both people to go in with the idea that this is just going to be kind of fun. And in some societies, it is viewed as more recreational than it is in our society. In our society, there tends to be the sense that sex and love are not not interchangeable, but they're certainly allied and are best combined. And so, I just think it's a hard thing to negotiate. Boy, the Freudian puns just keep coming, don't they? Because both of you have to be in exactly the same place at the same time. And you could say, well, that's true of any relationship, that any relationship can survive as long as both of you are on the same page. And the difficulty comes when one of you wants more than the other wants, or wants obviously less than the other wants. And I just think when it comes to sex, it's very hard. It's kind of relatively easy to talk about and very hard to control your feelings about it. But you're going to have to be very clear with somebody about it. And, I mean, I don't think it's the worst. Look, let me just give you a similar situation, which isn't exactly the same, but that I had two couples once who came into me, and ostensibly both sets of both couples, all four people came in around marital issues. Well, it turns out that they had been swapping with one another. And what had happened is that everybody went into it with their eyes wide open, and of course, two of the people fell in love with each other, which obviously was very disruptive to the people that they were married to. And so and you could say, well, but swapping is very different than friends with benefits. But the point being that once you get involved with somebody, turning off those feelings that we've been socialized, that we've been taught to associate, may be a little more difficult than you think it is, and can make a much messier situation. And I know Hollywood thrives on those kind of movies of people who are just sort of, somebody decides they want to have a baby, and so they pick their best friend, and then they fall in love with them. And I think that Hollywood thrives on, and everything works out beautifully, Hollywood thrives on it because there's a kernel of truth in that it's hard to divorce our sexuality from our feelings. And to a very large extent, we've been taught not only is it difficult to do, but not even wise to do, and perhaps not even moral to do. So having said that, Manny, do you have anything to add or subtract from that?
I guess if you got two parties that are, if they're on the same page with it,
But the question is, do they stay on the same page with it? And that's my concern.
Yeah.
And look, if all you're looking for is sexual release, you're probably much better getting something with batteries, because that you can control.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about pregnancy. You don't have to worry about sexually transmitted disease. You don't have to worry about jealousy. You don't have to worry about possessiveness. You don't have to worry about somebody falling in love with somebody else. You don't have to worry about any of that if all you're talking about is sexual release. So I would think about it in those kinds of terms rather than friends with benefits. Because I think you may lose the friends as well as the benefit.
So, yeah.
The benefit may not be all that great, and the friend you may lose. So you're better off with batteries. All right, or at least potentially better off with batteries. I think Manny's right. If you could guarantee that everybody was on the same page, that's one thing. I'm not sure you're gonna be able to do that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your
major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.